I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We begin today with big news out of Washington. President Trump and congressional leaders have reached a deal to end the government shutdown for now. It's a shutdown, as you know, that's forced some 800,000 federal workers to go without pay for the past 35 days. Republicans and Democrats now have 3 weeks to come up with an agreement on border security. Otherwise, the government could shut down again.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
Vox congressional reporter Ella Nilsen joins us from Washington. What is in this deal, Ella?
So what's in this deal is it's money to reopen the government and specifically the shuttered federal agencies for 3 weeks. So this is going to get employees back to work and get them back pay for the paychecks that they've lost out on. But there's no wall money in this deal. That's probably the most important thing to highlight. That was the thing that President Trump said was his signature ask. It was the thing. It was basically why the government hasn't reopened until now. So he's still not getting that in this deal. That's a big thing to note.
But you did say the deal includes retroactive payments and salaries. Is that for all furloughed employees or just some?
No, that so far as we know, it's for all furloughed employees.
Are Republicans and Democrats essentially just kicking the can down the road? Like, what happens 3 weeks from now if they don't have a deal?
I mean, this, like President Trump said, the same thing. I mean, I think that Republicans and Democrats, you know, sort of seeing how long the shutdown went for and how much pain came to federal employees, financial pain, are going to work really hard to try to make sure this doesn't happen again. But, you know, I've been talking to some House Democrats that are still pretty adamant in their opposition to money for Trump's border wall. They were supposed to release their own proposal today, kind of a sort of counteroffer of sorts, basically a statement on what they are willing to negotiate on when it comes to border security. And I had heard that that did not include money for a border wall. And of course, you know, even though Trump kind of capitulated on this today, he was still very insistent in his speech this afternoon that he wants wall funding.
Yeah, so will this be seen as Trump caving to Democrats, and how will this announcement play to his base?
You know, I think that it will sort of be seen as the president caving. I mean, he did not get what he wanted in this, and his base does not get what it wants, namely the border wall. I mean, it's obviously the president has seen his, you know, he might have been sort of calculating that popular opinion counts for maybe more than his base. I mean, his numbers in polls have been slipping in the past few weeks as numbers of his Democratic opponents like Nancy Pelosi have not taken such a hit in public opinion. So perhaps the president is sort of calculating that he is in worse standing with the rest of the country. But certainly among his hardcore base, I don't think this looks like a win.
So now Congress is going to debate border security. I mean, you're on Capitol Hill right now. What kind of issues and proposals are on the table? What are you hearing?
So besides the wall money, there is, of course, just increased technology at ports of entry and sort of beefing up existing infrastructure. I think Democrats and Republicans can both agree on that there need to be more border agents and more personnel. There will likely be funding for more immigration judges, things like, you know, technology to detect people coming over the border. But the big sticking point here, in addition to, you know, whether there will be money for physical barriers, I think another thing to watch is whether the White House is going to try to do any moves to restrict legal immigration programs. We saw some of that in the proposal that Trump had announced this weekend, one of the bills that the Senate voted on yesterday that ultimately failed. There were some pretty significant cuts to some legal immigration programs as well. That's something that the White House has tried to do a number of times, and that would be a huge sticking point for Democrats.
Yeah, like DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood
Exactly.
Arrival Program.
And
will that be on the table?
Yeah, I think DACA and TPS, temporary protected status, are two programs that, Trump may try to, maybe sweeten the deal for Democrats with, but we also need to kind of look and see, there was some changes to eligibility requirements for DACA, for instance, in the president's plan. We're going to have to sort of take a closer look at the details of what he's proposing.
And very briefly, Trump talked about his wall a lot, but he also alternated with great security, that phrase. Is he preparing for the event that he just doesn't get that wall?
I think possibly. Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has been pretty adamant in telling Trump no on the border wall. I do think that Democrats have signaled some willingness sort of internally to negotiate on some sort of,
gotcha,
Ella. Kind of smaller.
We're
going
to have to
barrier.
Leave it there, Ella. Really appreciate your time. Ella Nilsen, a congressional reporter for Vox.
Thank you.